You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. I'm so happy to have you here. Okay, so today this is what we're talking about. Procrastination. Am I the only one? Yeah, big question mark. I can't be the only one. But today we're talking about this topic of procrastination. And for some reason, I have to tell you, truth be told, true confessions, for some reason today I have been in this sort of resistance procrastination mode. And I know where it's coming from, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But I have like sort of put things off until the end of the day. It is literally, it's the evening. And typically I even, you know, I meet with y'all and do my podcast earlier in the day. But today there was this resistance going on. So we're going to break that down because I was like, wait a minute, I'm in the mode of procrastination right now. And so I've had to really look deep within my soul and say, where is this coming from? What's really happening here? So if you, my dear, ever suffer from or are currently suffering from this diagnosis, procrastination, then I've got great news for you. First of all, you're not alone. Second of all, there is a cure. Now, sometimes it can seem terminal, but I'm here to tell you, there's hope. Get your hopes up. There is a treatment for this. There is an adjustment. That's a better way of saying it. There is an adjustment that we can tap into today, and you and I can benefit greatly. So, as I was saying, this is where this came from today. I was in this resistance mode all day. Well, first of all, let me go back. Last night, I did a talk for a women's group. It was a night of wellness. For those of you that were there, thank you for being there. It was powerful. It was powerful. You know how when you've got something to say and it's so in you that you're about ready to burst? Well, that's how I felt. And prior to doing any speaking, even including speaking to y'all, like that is how I feel. Like there's just something inside of me that is ready to burst. But I will tell you my absolute favorite is when I'm able to get in front of a group of people and actually be with them physically. Like there's something about being in a physical environment where you can feel each other's energy and you can look into one another's eyes, and I felt the group. But prior to even going, and this is what happens before I speak, I started seeing everyone in my mind's eye, no different than what I see you. I see you in my mind's eye before we speak here, okay? Before we have this incredible time of sipping on life together. So all day I was anticipating and I was getting really prepared in my mind and in my heart. And I was praying for them and I was wondering what is it that's going to be the biggest need in the room, the biggest problem that is looking and seeking for a solution. And I felt it in my heart. I knew what I was going to share, and I went and I shared it. And let me tell you, it was like I wasn't even there. It was like literally I opened my mouth and something else took over. That's the way it feels a lot of times for me. It's almost like an out of body experience where literally this power comes through me. I am simply the catalyst, simply the messenger, and this message just flowed through me. And when I left there, I was like on fire. And that is how I feel. Whenever I have the opportunity to share a message and truly be that messenger of hope, I get so fired up. So I just flew out of there. I was so fired up. I was like, I kept saying, like, I'm on fire. That was so awesome. I felt like some people really got what they were seeking, really got what they were expecting. And people got set free, and it was powerful. The only problem is, though, is that when I do that, and especially if it's later at night, I come home and I am just like jam-packed with energy. I had so much creative energy going through me that literally at 2 a.m, I woke up and I could not stop the energy and the creative ideas from flowing through my head. And I've learned when this happens, I submit to it and I grab pen and paper, or last night, grab my phone and I started taking notes. Wow. so much coming through me. And where that comes from is I really believe when we are in the flow, the creative flow, because that's what it is. There's a power that is so creative when we get into and step into the flow that we can't even stop ourselves. Like it is effortless, right? It is completely effortless. And there's no thinking, oh my goodness, I should do this. I have to do this. And you start resisting it and you start procrastinating. No, none of that was going on. It was all like right here, right now. And amazing things came through me. And I actually got a lot of solutions to some specific strategic things that I've been kind of seeking, like what's the best way to do this? And I got the answers and it was awesome. So problem is though, it interrupted some of my sleep. And I am a professional sleeper. Let me tell you, when I sleep, I take my sleep very seriously. And what I mean by this is like, I've been a professional sleeper my whole life. Like even my mom has told me many times in the past that from the time I was a little kid, I slept through the night as a little, you know, a baby. And she said many times in the morning, she would come in to just make sure I was still breathing because it'd be like 10 o'clock and I'm sleeping. I have no problem sleeping. I am a sleeper. You get me on a plane going on an international flight. I don't care if it's 16 hours, 20 hours. I cross my arms and there's something about sitting very upright and erect. I cross my arms and I am sleeping a lot of times before the plane even takes off. I know. I'm realizing even the older I get that as the more, and it's not even the older I get, it's the more people I meet in my life, I realize that that's kind of a rare quality and I'm so grateful because that's how it's been my whole life. Nonetheless, last night I was awake and because of that, I didn't get my 8 hours of sleep and it's affected me all day long. So I realized that part of the reason why I've been in this resistance procrastination mode is because not unlike a child who didn't get enough sleep, I'm like a 2-year-old that just feels like crying. Like all day I felt like crying because I'm like, why do I feel like crying? I'm like, I just need a nap. But today it was like full on, full schedule, go, go, go. And it's been beautiful, but I've been resisting. So if you suffer from procrastination, first of all, know that you do have some power in this place. It's not like you're a victim to this diagnosis, but if you suffer at all from this process or this behavior or this habit or whatever, this affliction of procrastination, today's the day. Number one, ask yourself, are you getting enough rest? If you are not rested and you are not well fed, well nourished in your day-to-day life and you are not rested and you haven't gotten enough sleep, what makes you think you're going to have enough energy to do what you've set out to do? You don't have the energy for it if you have not rested. Now, physical rest, first and foremost. Are you rested? Have you cared for your body well? Are you all in mind, body, spirit, emotions, the whole deal? Are you all in? Number two, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? You have to ask yourself. If you're resisting something, you have to ask yourself, yeah, why are you resisting? But more importantly, what is it that you're doing that you're so-called in your parentheses, quotes, should be doing or that you have to be doing? Whatever it that is, ask yourself, why are you doing that? Because it could be that it's simply a to-do for you. And we can do a certain amount of to-dos and it's required, yes. But if you find that there's this constant, never-ending resistance to something, it may mean that you need to sit down and really have a heart-to-heart with yourself and ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Because if you're resisting it that hard, that much, chances are that there's some lack of inspiration there. And it could mean that you're doing things because you think you should versus you're really all in. Does that make sense? If you're not all in, you got to ask yourself why. And then get to the bottom of it. Maybe it's something you need to just check off the list and say, I'm not doing that anymore. Or you can get kind of reconnected with the inspiration of why you began in the first place. Number three, redefining the should or the have to. I've already talked about it in parentheses, quotes, or whatever. I should be doing this. I have to be doing this. And change it to the mindset of I choose to be doing this. If you feel like it's a should, and you've heard me say this many times, should is shaming on yourself, or I have to do this, poor me, victim mentality versus I'm choosing to do this, then it's time to redefine and then go back to number two and reevaluate why you're doing it. And then number four, you must schedule it. If it's on the list of it's something I should be doing someday, you're going to procrastinate. If it's, oh, I don't feel like doing this and I have to do this sometime today and it's not scheduled, you're probably not going to do it and you're going to resist it even more. So simply schedule it. This is the time I'm going to do it. This is the only time I've scheduled to do it. So if I don't get it done right now, it's not getting done. Therefore, there's no time to even think about why you don't feel like doing it. You simply do it. Does that make sense? No different than when you have a lot to do before you leave town. You don't think about how you feel like, I shouldn't do this. I should do this. I don't feel like doing that. Oh, I have to, you know, poor me. No, it's like, you know what? This needs to be done. Let's do it. Let's get her done and let's move on. So I am hoping, my dear, that this helps you today. Look at your rest, your physical rest. Then look at, are you resting in your inspired state of why you chose to begin to do it in the first place, why you're doing what you're doing. And then number three, redefine your should and your have to a I choose to, I will, I am. And then number four, schedule it. Simply schedule it and get her done. That's it. I hope this helps you today. I hope this helps you today. So take out your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And your soul step for today is to write down one thing that you know you've been procrastinating on. Whether it's something you do every day, or whether it's something you do once in a while, or whether it's just something on your should list and you're like, you know what, I know I need to be doing this, but I'm not doing it. Whatever that is for you, write it down, circle it, and then go through that checklist, those four things, and then schedule it, get her done. And I would love to hear from you. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening, for allowing me to be on this journey with you, sipping on life, my dear, loving your life and your life's work well. I'm so excited about it. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com if you have not yet done that. Request some of these free resources I have over there, including, yes, a free copy of my best-selling book, Date Yourself Well, best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. It is your ultimate engagement plan. It will help you. I will send that out to you. And all you have to pay for is shipping. Seriously. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.